理课堂听 class.com。
The Golden Bird。黄金鸟。
Then he went his way very sorrowful. But the old fox came and said, Why did you not listen to me? If you had, you would have carried away both the bird and the horse. Yet will I once more give you counsel. Go straight on, and in the evening you will arrive at a castle. At 12 o'clock at night, the princess goes to the bathing house. Go up to her and give her a kiss, and she will let you lead her away. But take care you do not suffer her to go and take leave of her father and mother. Then the fox stretched out his tail, and so away they went, over stock and stone, till their hair whistled again. As they came to the castle, all was as the fox had said, and at 12 o'clock the young man met the princess going to the bath and gave her the kiss. And she agreed to run away with him, but begged him with many tears that he would let her take leave of her father. At first he refused, but she wept still more and more, and fell at his feet, till at last he consented. But the moment she came to her father's house, the guards awoke, and he was taken prisoner again.
于是小伙子心情悲伤地出发了，又是那只狐狸来对他说，你怎么就是不听我的话呢？要是听的话，你本来已经取走那只鸟和那匹马了。不过我要再给你一次忠告，你一直往前走，到了晚上会走到一座城堡前，半夜12点公主会到浴室去，这时你径直走到她面前亲吻她，她就会跟你走。但是千万别答应他去向自己的父母告别。狐狸说完就伸出尾巴让年轻人坐了上去，他们穿过林野，快的风在发丝间掠过，嗖嗖作响。到了城堡以后，一切就像狐狸所说的那样，12点钟年轻人遇见公主正向浴室走去，就亲了她一下，公主同意和她一起私奔，但是哭着祈求小伙子准许他向父亲告别，起初被拒绝了，但是公主哭得更厉害了，并且跪倒在他的脚下，直到他终于答应为止。可是公主刚来到父亲的房前，卫兵就醒了，年轻人又被抓了起来。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Then he went his way very sorrowful, but the old fox came and said,
于是小伙子心情悲伤地出发了，又是那只狐狸来对他说，
Why did you not listen to me? If you had, you would have carried away both the bird and the horse.
你怎么就是不听我的话呢？要是听的话，你本来已经取走那只鸟和那匹马了。
Yet will I once more give you counsel.
不过我要再给你一次忠告。
Go straight on, and in the evening you will arrive at a castle.
你一直往前走，到了晚上会走到一座城堡前。
At 12 o'clock at night, the princess goes to the bathing house. Go up to her and give her a kiss.
半夜十二点，公主会到浴室去。这时，你径直走到她面前，亲吻她。
And she will let you lead her away.
她就会跟你走。
But take care, you do not suffer her to go and take leave of her father and mother.
但是千万别答应她去向自己的父母告别。
Then the fox stretched out his tail, and so away they went, over stock and stone, till their hair whistled again.
狐狸说完就伸出尾巴让年轻人坐了上去。他们穿过林野，快的风在发丝间掠过，嗖嗖作响。
As they came to the castle, all was as the fox had said.
到了城堡以后，一切就像狐狸所说的那样。
And at 12 o'clock, the young man met the princess going to the bath and gave her the kiss.
十二点钟，年轻人遇见公主，正向浴室走去，就亲了她一下。
And she agreed to run away with him.
公主同意和他一起私奔。
But begged him with many tears that he would let her take leave of her father.
但是哭着祈求小伙子准许他向父亲告别。
At first, he refused.
起初被拒绝了。
But she wept still more and more, and fell at his feet, till at last he consented.
但是公主哭得更厉害了，并且跪倒在他的脚下，直到他终于答应为止。
But the moment she came to her father's house, the guards awoke, and he was taken prisoner again.
可是公主刚来到父亲的房前，卫兵就醒了。年轻人又被抓了起来。Sorrowful, S-O-R-R-O-W-F-U-L, Sorrowful, 令人感到悲伤的。作者把 Sorrowful 放在被修饰的名词 way 的后面，是为了突出悲伤的含义。Go up to somebody, 走到某人跟前。Suffer somebody to do something,容许某人做某事。Take leave of somebody 是书面用语，指向某人告别。Run away with somebody 与某人私奔。At somebody's feet 在某人的脚下。The moment 可以当连词用，引导状语从句，意思与 as soon as 相同，指一如何如何就如何如何。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
Then he went his way very sorrowful, but the old fox came and said, Why did you not listen to me? If you had, you would have carried away both the bird and the horse. Yet will I once more give you counsel. Go straight on, and in the evening you will arrive at a castle.At 12 o'clock at night, the princess goes to the bathing house. Go up to her and give her a kiss, and she will let you lead her away. But take care you do not suffer her to go and take leave of her father and mother. Then the fox stretched out his tail, and so away they went, over stock and stone,till their hair whistled again. As they came to the castle, all was as the fox had said, and at 12 o'clock, the young man met the princess going to the bath and gave her the kiss. And she agreed to run away with him, but begged him with many tears that he would let her take leave of her father. At first, he refused. But she wept still more and more, and fell at his feet, till at last he consented. But the moment she came to her father's house, the guards awoke, and he was taken prisoner again.
真行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。